Transcript 9.2. You will hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. 1.
Thanks for calling, Dan. What's your view?
Well, of course I'm shocked by what's happened, like everyone else. But I must say that I'm concerned about the reaction of the press. I think it's right that Mr. Smith was forced to stand down. I don't think he had a good head for public relations, and he certainly can't carry on working in politics after lying like that, even if he did stay on the right side of the law, as he claims. However, I think it's one thing to point out someone's mistakes, and it's quite another thing to make their lives a misery.
2.
So, how did the exam go?
Not brilliantly, actually.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't be. Mum and Dad were pretty mad. Said I'd let them down.
Must have been awful.
Yeah, I was sick of it in the end. One thing they got right, though. Maybe my heart wasn't really in it. When I got the results, it was like this pressure just disappeared. It means I can't do medicine, of course. But, you know, I'm not sure whether that was what I really wanted anyway. I just hope my parents aren't too disappointed.
3.
When people started inviting me round, I was flattered. It's nice to feel popular, isn't it? Most were parents from the school, so I thought that made sense. I've taught a lot of children there over the years. But somehow the conversation would always turn to football. If they genuinely wanted to talk about football, I wouldn't mind. But of course they wanted to talk about Tom. When that happened, I made excuses to leave. Don't get me wrong, I'm immensely proud of my brother, even if we don't always see eye to eye. But I can't understand this obsession with celebrity. It's so superficial.
4.
You had an interesting first role.
Right, the space alien. Every day, I had to squeeze into this huge rubber suit while the rest of the crew gave me a hand. I think they rather enjoyed themselves at my expense.
I can imagine.
The thing is, everyone's got to start somewhere, haven't they? It gave me my first chance to work inside a studio, and I learnt a lot from that. I took the role in the expectation it would lead on to better things, which turned out to be wishful thinking. It was many years later that the big parts finally came in.
5. So, let me tell you about a typical day. I usually get up at 6 to give myself time for reading. I like to keep up with the news and I get 5 or 6 papers a day. It's an essential part of my job. At work, I deal with paperwork and office matters first. For instance, yesterday I started out by interviewing a new legal advisor. Although I have a background in law, it's important for those of us in government to have up-to-date advice. Otherwise, we'd be up to our eyes in complaints and court cases. 6.
Mark, would you mind helping me with this application?
Sure. Is that for the academy?
Yeah. And I'm so worried. I've got to get this right.
So what's the problem? You're a brilliant violinist.
Thanks. But is that enough? Everyone there's going to have all kinds of qualifications. I need to put something on this form that makes me look a bit different. I think I'll probably do okay when they interview me face to face. Just a bit nervous, maybe. But I'm scared I won't even get that far.
Of course you will. Let me have a look.
7.
It wasn't really a question of changing my mind about ballet. I gave up dancing because I felt I had to. I found out that I damaged some of the muscles in my ankles and could end up with permanent damage if I carried on. I wasn't quite the top ballerina in the company back then, but I was getting pretty close. However, I wasn't prepared to pay such a high price for success, and so I left. Happily for me, though, I've always had many interests, so the news wasn't quite the blow it might have been. Later, I got a wonderful job in the theatre, which I'm now thoroughly enjoying.
8.
Belle, I'm sorry.
You're sorry?
Yes, and I'll make it up to you, I promise. Money's going to be tight for a while.
Yeah, and all this time you knew, and you let me carry on spending as if nothing had changed. And that car cost an arm and a leg, you know. We'll have to sell that now.
Belle.
And there's the fact you lied to me. I could have forgiven everything else. Honestly, what did you think I was going to do? Leave you just because you lost your job? What kind of person do you think I am?